We've seen the gap, we were hitting it, and that's why we're able to work with some of the biggest names within Irish boxing. There's so much opportunity for businesses out there to sort of benefit from using these guys and for them to obviously benefit on the other side of that as well. I could talk all day, and I hope it's coming across how passionate I am about this. I feel like a geek sometimes when it comes to sports and sports clothing, but I'm so passionate about it.
Hi everyone, I'm Manav Bhatia and welcome to The Sit Down, the podcast that explores the mindset, motivations and opinions of athletes and brands associated with sport and Ross. Today we discuss how hiring an athlete influencer translates to an increase in website traffic, higher consumer engagement and an increase in profit for your business. So we've invited Stephen Budd, director at SB Sportswear, to share his views on the subject. Stephen, who's played Gaelic football and soccer all his life, left his service of many years to follow his passion and open up a business around sports. Now, only a year and a half into operation, his company has become the home of official merchandise, team kits, and leisure wear in UK and Ireland. My conversation with Stephen is up next. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, Stephen, how are we today?
All good, Manny. All good now. Just as per usual, rushing about.
never That's ends. You, isn't it? Always yes. On the move.
Exactly.
It's good to have you sitting comfortably and have this conversation, have a sit down.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. If it keeps me in one spot for a length of time, I'll be very happy.
Brilliant. And where are we speaking to you today from?
Yeah, so I'm actually back at base today, up in Armagh, just back at the house.
Right.
Previous to this, things have opened up a wee bit up in the north of Ireland here a wee bit. So I had a couple of nice wee meetings, a couple of drop-offs in Belfast. So just made it back in time for the sit-down.
Fabulous stuff. So I think firstly, we should let our viewers know a bit about the history of SB Sports. So if you could tell us about how you got into this business, and I know from our conversation just before we came on that you've previously actually had a professional career as an accounts man before. So how was it moving from, I suppose, back end to now having your own business and being the face of the company?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about the face now. That's why we bring ambassadors in, so nobody has to see my face, Money, to be honest. I worked in accounts. I left school after GCSEs and went straight into an accountant's office. Worked there, trained there, got my qualifications that I wanted to get, and worked in accounts for the guts of 20 years. Within that, sort of now, it wasn't always just solely accounts based. I always had a great, interest in the back end and how the operation of the companies worked in some of the businesses. And I was very fortunate. And I suppose this is where I got to see the back end of the sports merchandise business. I worked for McKeever Sports in Armagh for about 4.5 years. Went in as an assistant accountant, worked as the finance manager then after that, and then worked as the operations manager. So I got great exposure and got all the motivation and all the back-end knowledge that I needed to really sort of go out there and start up my own business, own company. Time-wise, like we couldn't. I don't know, when I look back now, Manny, I'm not sure whether it was the worst possible time or the best possible time to start a business, but COVID hit just as we were launching. We were due to have a launch over in New York with our first client, Michael Condon, which didn't happen. Literally due to jump on a flight on the Thursday before St. Patrick's Day and didn't. And then as the days passed from them, everyone just started closing. So, with working with Michael and people seeing the product we were doing for him, we were able to, I suppose, open a lot of doors within the boxing world. And from that then, we got a good bit of exposure both north and south of the border. And we were able to sort of delve into other sports very, very quickly. I suppose one of the key things we were able to do within that time frame was get an agreement or come to an agreement with Basketball Northern Ireland, who we're now looking after for the next couple of years. It was the first deal of any kind for them, I suppose, with one company looking after them solely. Okay. Normally they would sort of jump on the back of, say, Basketball Ireland's deals, but we were able to focus on that and work with them. Great guy actually up there, Mark Mulholland. Mark previously played for Ireland. I think spent a bit of time over in the States as well. He does a lot of sort of media work behind the camera stuff as well. Okay. And I think there was an event in Belfast a couple of years ago that he brought college basketball teams to Belfast for a tournament, which got absolutely amazing exposure for him. Some of the brands that he got involved in that was just top end. And you know what, Mark, over the last 6 months has become a real good sort of contact for myself. And between us, we've been able to do loads together. He's introduced me to FIBA and some of the guys within FIBA. That's the international basketball end of things. Actually brought myself and one of my ambassadors on to a training course that he's doing for ex-players as well within FIBA. So it's just been brilliant, you know, that I go back to COVID again. I think it's been a torture in some ways that we haven't been able to grow as quick as we've grown very quickly, but I do believe that we could have done more. But at the same time, it's given us real focus. We've had to sort of sit and analyse exactly how we're going to do things in-house, and we've done it, and thankfully we've had great success to date.
So that's really nice how you put it. You know, we've just learned about a business that's actually taken off during the COVID months, and how I suppose, you know, starting off with that journey, you know, with boxing merchandises and team wear, you know, you gradually moved into multi-sports. So that's really nice to know. And if I'm right, going through your website, your company's involved in very many team wear sports. So yes. So which are some of those?
Yes, so you've mentioned boxing there, I suppose, the amateur boxing scene, which is so, so big on the island of Ireland, north and south. There's clubs everywhere. There's absolutely clubs everywhere. And they all want to look smart and train and good smart gear as well. Basketball, which we've touched on, football end of it, within the soccer end, we have a number of clubs as well. One of the clubs that we actually sponsor in the futsal end of things is Belfast United, a newly formed team. Again, just pre-COVID, but they are in a final this Sunday now, the Northern Ireland Futsal League final, I think it is, and the winner of that actually plays in the Champions League in the coming season. So to be associated even with them at this point has been brilliant. But I suppose we've done a wee bit, we've touched a wee bit within rugby, a wee bit within netball as well. But we literally, with the brands that we have in play, like Kappa's probably the biggest brand that we have on board that we can really sort of push out there. The quality of the goods, the price of the goods, depending on the size of the team as well, we're able to offer really, really good incentives with gift kits. But Kappa, and on the back end of that as well, we've just got access to Adidas, Nike and Umbro. From a team kit point of view, we've got a number of brands from an equipment side of it that is just unbelievable. And I don't know how we got our hands on them, to be honest, Manny. The Blaze pods that we sell on the site here, the reactionary units, they are just unbelievable. And anybody that hasn't seen them, please go onto our site, have a look at the videos behind them. All sports can use them. They're such a good unit to have. We've recently got a wee deal over the line with Wilson as well. So we have access to the brand of basketballs from them, tennis goods, which are going to be dropping very soon, and golf, just in time for the summer season when people start taking a couple of days off. So we'll have a full range from that end as well. So, we're very fortunate with all the brands and everything that we have, but ultimately our aim is to really push our own brand of clothing as well, which will be under an SB Sports branded item. We're really focusing that at the moment on the ladies GAA market.
Right.
So what we've actually done over the last sort of 8 months is work with our female ambassadors that play within the GAA end of things and come up with a proper female fitted jersey. I think it's something that they've been crying out for absolute years. And we just thought, you know what, instead of going wholesale like everybody else does and flooding the market, let's just focus on this. So we have a full range now within the ladies' end of it, with a ladies' fit, that's made from sustainable materials as well. So we're trying to do our bit for the environment within that. And hopefully within the next 2 to 3 years, our whole SV range will be fully sustainable and using recyclable products as well.
That's very interesting. How not only are you supporting the ladies' side of the sports, but also coming in with sustainable clothing, which is anyways the requirement for the future. So it's very interesting how, and it's clearly, it's clear to me now why we are always so busy, because you're actually into multi-sports and you're thinking from point of view of so many sports, how to get those I suppose kits out there, and you know, service the sports. And you also have a long lineup of ambassadors that you work for. Could you cover some of those names for us today, please?
Yeah, definitely. Look, if we even start on the boxing end of things, like we mentioned Michael Conlon within there, Jason Quigley, who's a sport endorsed athlete as well, who recently won a big fight over in Vegas there and is still celebrating a wee bit now, I think. Jason's probably one of our biggest athletes as well from that end of it. We're also working with James Gallagher, who outside of Conor McGregor is probably the biggest MMA star to come out of Ireland. He's very, very fresh and young yet at 24, and he's got such a long future ahead of him, but he's done so much in such a short space of time. We actually do a full fashion range with James. All these J's, man, he always confuse me.
Yes.
This is great now, but we also have some incredible ambassadors as well that we have actually got to know through the Sport Endorse platform. With Shauna Kendrick, that plays with Kildare there. Ashley O'Reilly, that would be playing with County Meath. She also was a reporter for a News Talk as well. Okay. So, look, honestly, I could sit here and go on about our ambassadors and our athletes all day long, but anybody, we pretty much have a requirement whenever we are, number one, approaching an athlete potentially to do merchandise with them, or in speaking to an ambassador that's potentially going to promote our brand and our products out there. And we're pretty stringent in this. Like, and they basically need to tick the boxes for us, Manny, okay. That we've got some really close to home values, right, that we always try to uphold. We always try to deliver everything that we've promised on time. At the quality that people would expect, and I suppose going back, what I would expect as well if I was purchasing anything. Everything that we do is really, we want it done right. Like, our tagline is as well that no one does it like we do. And there are any amount of companies out there that will provide you with teamwork, that will provide you with equipment, but we try to go that extra mile. We try to make sure that what we're offering is something that nobody else does as well. And I'll touch back to the sustainable end of things. That's why we want to sort of hit that target as soon as we possibly can. But okay, also going above and beyond in terms of delivery, making sure that we hit dates, exceeding dates, etc. So, look, there's... Okay. I could talk all day, and I hope it's coming across how passionate I am about this. I feel like a geek sometimes when it comes to sports and sports clothing, but I'm so passionate about it.
No, it's clearly shining through. And an important point I think you touched upon for all those aspiring athletes looking to get sponsored, you know, you covered sort of the reasons why you're working with the athletes you listed, because there's that same purpose which is shared between the athlete and the company, and you know, the values align. So It's very interesting that you have so many ambassadors. Can we find out what's the reason that you've gone and, I suppose, paired up with these athletes? Is there a direct relation to how your business is perceived in the market? Does it give your sales a boost, or does it give your brand uplift?
Yeah, I think that there's the two sides of it. There's the merchant, there's the athletes that we're actually doing merchandise for, is one side of it, and say the teams that we're doing merchandise for. And then the other side of it is the ambassadors that are promoting the product. If I touch on the athletes first, probably within the fighting world, like these guys, I think, whenever I go back to my time within McKeever's and all, I've seen a gap in the market where the boxing world just really wasn't being, looked after well enough. You know, it seemed to be that even some fighters, there was potentially, at a certain level within boxing, I think people look after you and they, you know, it's the best of the best, etc. Once you get to that level. But before that, the fighters were having to look after things themselves, in terms of team kit, in terms of merchandise. One of the boxers that we work with now, and I won't mention his name because he's pretty high profile, but he told me about how in one of the biggest fights of his career, 30,000 people at the event, his other half was actually had two big bags worth of t-shirts that she was making sure that people got these the day before the fight. And it's just, do you know what I mean? It's just whatever it was about it at that point. But we've seen the gap, we were hitting it, and that's why we're able to work with some of the biggest names within Irish boxing and Irish MMA as well. But in terms of the ambassadors that we've decided to work along with, they're just great, you know. I can't put it any other way. There's very few, and again, I know from speaking to people straight away if they get what we're about, I suppose, as a company, or if they don't. You know, there's people out there and they'll take a free thing and they'll post it once and you never hear from them again. Whereas we like to have a real good relationship with our ambassadors. If we can, like, I'm always touching base on them, saying, what can we do for them? In the same way that they would be contacting me nearly out of the blue to say, oh, I see you're launching something else there. Can I do something for you to help with that? So it's a really two-way street with our ambassadors. Whenever we're promoting goods, whenever we're promoting product, and definitely it has a really, really good effect on our sales. And look, I don't mind going back and saying that whenever I started the company, I was very, in terms of marketing, in terms of social, I didn't realise the impact that the social media end of things and having these ambassadors would actually have on our company and on our sales. And it is absolutely massive.
Okay. Is because your business was primarily launched during COVID, do you think... having ambassadors who are, I suppose, very big on social media, the way for you forward as well? Or what do you think? What now that we're heading back to normal routes, do you think social media influence will continue?
Definitely. I think it will only get bigger, to be totally honest. I know, like, I've seen some of the bigger media companies out there. I've seen them potentially offering advertising spaces that nobody would have ever had an opportunity to get before because everything seems to be going down the social route. I do think that there will be a mix. I think that we will still always have our radio market and our TV, our newspaper, etc. But social is the driver. And it's not that social is free, because having an ambassador isn't a free service as such. We still need to provide them with something, whether it's whether it's cash, whether it's a FOC product, etc. But it's something that's definitely growing. And one thing I must point out as well within that, like, we track, whenever we push something with an ambassador, we track the numbers behind that, the insights behind that. And it's not always the people with the biggest followings that do well for you whenever you're promoting something through them. It's all about, it's nearly quality versus quantity within that.
Okay.
And I think that it's all about, and again, I'm very raw potentially with the language, but it's all about how interactive someone's followers are in terms of the posts, etc. as well. So look, and again, as every week passes and as we're planning stuff, I'm learning more and more about the social end of things. But I do think that it'll probably grow. It'll continue to grow.
So what's clear in what you've said is that social media-based advertising and promotion is here to stay. Yeah. Athlete influencers on social media have become a big segment for companies everywhere, especially those businesses that are geared up online, which I think SB Sports is also, you know, seeing a lot of the traffic and the leads come in through online channels. Social media becomes very complementary. And I want to know, I suppose, do you think the money which athletes make off the social media, is that going to be enough for them to kind of maybe go to the tournaments, go to the Olympics, go for those bigger events? Do you think the money is going to be at par to, you know, maybe what a brand would pay for radio and TV down the line?
Again, that's just such a hard thing to know, because I think going back to whenever I played sport myself, I never played at that elite level, but the commitment was always there. You see the commitment that these guys are putting in, potentially, and if we're touching the GAA market, for example, like these guys are classed as amateur athletes, but they're training like professionals. They're training four days a week, maybe 5 days, and playing very, very high intensive games at weekends as well. And all those guys have full-time jobs as well, you know.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's such a balancing act. And I always think back to we are working with a couple of guys that are aspiring to get into the Olympics. And I always think back to some of them saying, like, they basically have to take, if they do qualify, it's amazing. But if they qualify, they still have to take a couple of months off work. They still have to sort of make sure that it's sustainable, that they can go away, that the bills are still going to be paid. And like these people are being adored by millions of fans at home, and we're looking at them on TV, but they're still sort of having that fight at home. So I would love to see it. I would love to see it that the athletes were getting potentially more out of these deals, for product promotion, etc., going forward. But I just don't know. I'm not confident that it will happen straight away, to be totally honest.
Okay. No, that's absolutely fair. And I think that's also because there's lack of information in terms of how much an athlete should be paid for social media promotion. And that's why Sport Endorse and our one of our co-founders, Trevor Twombly, is mostly talking about equal rights and equal pay for these athletes, you know, basis a rate. And he's actually got a lot of articles in the newspaper saying that how, you know, these are professional athletes. They give their heart and soul, and how there is, I suppose, a correlation you can take out to influencers. And you know, basis that the athlete can be paid a value for a social media campaign. And that's basically, I suppose, how you also heard about Sport Endorse was through Trevor Twombly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've known Trevor on and off for a number of years now from my time working back in McKeever's. But one thing I know for certain is that it's always been about the athlete, always been about the athlete. I really want to tell this short story, if you don't mind. So I got a call, it's going back a couple of months, but I got a call from, not even a call, sorry, it was a voice note from Trevor. Okay. He loves his voice notes. But I got a voice note from Trevor on a Monday evening saying that James Lowe, going to make his Irish debut at the weekend, doesn't have the boots that he wants. Can you help him out? And I'd be straight up there. Boots, football boots, rugby boots is not something that we deal in currently. But because it was Trevor, because as I said before, our tagline is no one does it like we do, I said, yes, we'll take it on. So we were able to source the boots that he wanted in the colour that he wanted, get them ordered up, and with keeping the eye on the tracking, etc., they were delivered to us on the Friday morning, I think it was, around 11 o'clock. Jumped in the car, drove down to Dublin, met Trevor and James at the team hotel, gave him his boots, happy days, and I think on his debut he played the game of his life for Ireland. So, look, as I was sort of saying there in regards to Trevor, like, it's all about the athlete, and I think the more potentially social influencing deals out there for the athletes, the better. Definitely for the better. I think it gives them an extra leg up, potentially another income stream that wasn't there a few years ago, but would potentially still keep them fully focused within the sports that they're in.
No, that's fantastic. This story, I remember it myself. With James, it was his debut for Ireland. Mm-hmm. So it probably shows, the relationship which you had, I suppose, with Trevor wanted you to go the extra mile, and I suppose it's also the reason why you've as a business, as you've grown, because you're prioritizing customer service and the needs mm-hmm. of the athlete above and meeting such impossible challenges. So it just shows how, I suppose, when you invest in your partnerships, every party sort of benefits, and there's growth for everyone involved, really. And I want to bring it back a bit, and I want you to tell us about your partnership with Basketball Northern Ireland, where you're the preferred kitwear and teamwear apparel supplier for them. How did that really go about?
Yeah, so again, I suppose I got to meet Mark Mulholland through a mutual contact of ours. I could speak to Mark on a Zoom call, because obviously we weren't allowed out of the house. We just clicked straight away. I think he's seen that we were chomping at the bit to try and get a couple of bodies on board where we could sort of really show and prove our worth and put it out there to the wider market that, look, this is what these guys are doing. This is how they're doing it. Speak to them now. So after speaking to Mark for a couple of occasions, we were able to come together with a real good solid deal for Basketball NA, where we would be providing them with kit for the next couple of years. Touch wood, hopefully, when they're competing in the Commonwealth Games as well next year. But also within that deal, there was also preferential rates then for every club within the north of Ireland as well, where we will offer them preferential rates on kit, on teamwork, etc. But we will also give them a dedicated club room on our website where they basically have one page or two pages, whatever it is, with all their products on it, that their members of their players can go and order off 365 days a year. So that was something that, and again, I go back to no one does it like we do, that no one else offers that service, neither in north or south of Ireland at the minute. So it was something that we were really keen to get out there, and with the help of getting that deal over the line, we were really able to shout about it very quickly. So we have one team that has already signed up. They're back training now, which is Hazelwood Hawks in Belfast. We have another three teams that are currently picking their line of product within the basketball end of it. So look, hopefully we'll really be able to see that grow. And it's, I suppose, what we're doing here, it's not just solely for Northern Ireland where we're based. We can provide the same service in the south of Ireland. We can provide the same service over in the mainland UK on a next-day service. And if any teams in America that are listening want the service, we can still provide it, but it'll be a couple of weeks just in order to send stuff over there. But yeah.
No, that's really exciting. And I think it covers your global aspirations as well as continental aspirations. So it's nice. And I've said this before, growth through partnership for all those other businesses listening in is really the way to go. Having those connections and keeping solidity is really the way to go. I want to ask you, I suppose, next, you've spoken a lot about the boon that technology and having social media really is. I want to quickly cover how the Sport Endorse platform, you're a registered brand on the Sport Endorse platform. What do you think, in terms of a technology solution, the Sport Endorse platform offers to agencies and brands in the market?
Yeah, look, just to touch on the technology end of it, that's something that we're striving to be best in class with as well, with our website. We've just recently launched a 3D customized boxing equipment piece on our website where you can go on.
That's and interesting.
Design your own boxing gloves, design your own groin guard and head guard with more pieces then to come after that. But no, look, I absolutely love the platform. Trevor was telling me about this platform for quite some time, so he really got me excited about it, and it didn't disappoint. It opened up, I suppose, whenever we first signed up to it, it opened up our company, our brand, to thousands of athletes at the press of a button. We were able to advertise on it. Our first promotion that we were looking for ambassadors on it, we wheeled something like 100 people had applied for it, which I didn't know. There was nothing in my mind to say that those people would have been interested before, or I wouldn't have known how to approach them before, but the platform just brings all that together. So really, really love it. We have used it twice since then as well. We have already lined up somebody through the platform to launch our Wilson tennis range in a couple of weeks as well in Ruth Coppice. So I absolutely love it. I think it brings all those different pieces together. Whereas before, if you were looking, and I'm looking back to my days with the McKeevers as well, if you were looking for an ambassador or somebody to push it, you nearly needed to know somebody that knew the athlete in order to get in front of them and to really sort of, what I like to call, sell the dream or sell the company to them.
Yeah, the platform's actually flipped the whole equation. Previously, brand managers wanted to work with athletes and, you know, they had to go to Instagram, they had to speak to agents, they had to scout for email IDs. And, you probably write to 50 and, you know, 5 reply, versus it's interesting to hear how the platform is actually able to flip the whole situation where you put out an opportunity and now one opportunity suddenly sees 50 people applying. So it's flipped that whole thing. But then what the platform also really does is, if you did want to work for, work with a specific ambassador with a fantastic following in a particular sport, you're also able to target that particular athlete directly, and the conversation happens one-to-one on the platform with the athlete.
Yes.
So you're basically reducing the number of steps to get to the athlete. And then finally, when you're in touch with the athlete, all the conversations, you know, while you structure a deal, happens one-to-one. There isn't an intermediary or a body in the middle, you know, so it's you getting one-to-one time with the athlete. So that's what we think the platform achieves. And, you know, we're very happy that the process has sped up for the brands we work with. Stephen.
No, I think it's fantastic. And you actually made another point there as well, like that some of these athletes that have amazing followings, amazing local followings as well, they potentially wouldn't have somebody representing them. So in order to contact them in the past, as I said, you might need to get in contact with somebody that knows them. You might chance your arm with a social media post to them. They might see it, they might not. So this just all ties it all up together.
I want to ask you, you just talked about an athlete with lots of following. Who would be like your dream athlete to sort of partner with, who you might find on the Sport and Draws platform in the future?
Yeah, well, this is very aspirational now, but because we launched in the boxing end of things, if I was looking at the boxing end of it, I would have to say somebody like a Tyson Fury. I think that's just...
Big name.
I know. but I think it's just... Some people may not like how he promotes things or how he goes about things, but I think it's the bravado, do you know what I mean? I think there's two sides of it. I think you would have serious fun with them doing some promotional work, etc. But I think on the flip side of that, I think you would have some seriously interesting conversations with them as well, you know, once the cameras are potentially put down. From that end, I think to potentially work with somebody like that would just bring us to another level straight away, you know. And I think it's aspirational, but... You never know what's around the corner when it comes to that. And in terms of the female end of things, like But we really want to make a big inroad into tennis within the island, 100% in that. And that we have a really, really great ambassador just coming on board now, in Ruth Coppice, who's really pushing our way through the Irish rankings and European rankings end of things. And we would love to see her do really well. But again, if you had your pick straight away, one of the top tennis athletes within the female game, I think again would just bring you up to that other level. I don't want to name specifics because there's too many. There's too many unbelievable athletes within that at the minute. But no, look, I think, and as well, we've been very fortunate enough to pull together a couple of deals over in London at the minute, and they've got some brilliant connections that we're actually going to work with within the next few months. Once we can get over there and really promote our partnership, so we've signed a deal with the Academy of Sport and Education over there. So they lay a pathway for, they've roughly about 150, 200 kids on their books at the minute, but they lay a pathway into the professional football game, but also making sure that the kids get their education and end of it as well, just in case it doesn't come through, because I think that is something that does happen a bit within the game. But they have some serious connections, and we've already been promised. I can't drop the name, unfortunately, at this moment in time, but this person has played football, is serious celebrity status, and has a serious following on social. So hopefully once we get to, where we're now in July, once we get to August, then we'll be able to shout about it. And again, that will hopefully help our profile, both over here and over on the mainland too.
That's brilliant. You seem to be really moving very fast across so many sports. You know, it started off with boxing, you got into basketball, you made a presence in tennis, now it's soccer. So you seem to be making very quick inroads into so many sports, and that's where our association is so good, because we are also able to offer you a plethora of stars from multiple sports. And you said this in the past, it's more about having that right fit with the brand values and with the thinking of how the company wants to progress. And it's amazing how I think all those other businesses also listening in can learn the value of partnership, the value of keeping good relationships, and moving into, you know, we did say that you were passionate about sports, and that's why you started your own business around it. So it just makes sense that when you follow your passion, good things happen. But let me for a second go back to a name just mentioned, and it's really interesting, because I think you've said that one of the famous sporting persons you would possibly like to associate in the future is a Tyson Fury. So I want to ask you really a question around that.
Okay.
And it's really that, so Tyson Fury is such a global name. Yes, he's from the UK, but he's got 4.3 million followers, and that's all across the world. He's got another fight coming up in July. It's sort of a rematch, isn't it? With the guy he won the title from. Wilder.
Yeah, the trilogy fight, the third fight.
The trilogy fight. Mm-hmm. So my question is really around how these athletes with really big social media following, Tyson Fury, I just quoted, has 4.3 million followers. So we try and do like a market value for, let's say hypothetically down the future, you're working with Tyson Fury. And today, if you were to work with Tyson Fury and get him to make a post around SB Sports apparel, I'm going to tell you a figure which is sort of the going rate in the market. And I want you to tell me how you feel about that.
Okay.
So yes. So Tyson Fury with 4.3 million followers would take anywhere between 40,000 to £45,000 for putting up that post.
Okay.
Which would be endorsing your product. What do you feel about that kind of pricing?
Well, funny, I did, after we had our conversation around that, I did look to see, he actually posted a piece around his fight merchandise for that trilogy fight coming up. That post that he put up there got 65,000 likes, I think.
Yes.
On the post, and around, I think it was maybe about 500 comments. So if you want to break that down, the post that he, so if he's getting, say, 45K for one post and getting 62,000 likes in it, 62,000 people have decided that they like that post that he's done, which equates to basically 62,000 people, £1 per person, approximately, seeing okay. that, visibly seeing it and looking at it. If you had 10% of those guys, if you had 6,000 of those guys then clicking on to our website, going on and looking at the product we looked at, and then had, say, 10% of those guys potentially buying those products that you've put on there, like, it's definitely worth it. Do you know what I mean? It's definitely, right. I think when you break it down into those levels, I think it's definitely worth it. And that's what we are seeing with the guys. We target specific people to, I suppose, promote specific products for us. There's higher end items like our Blaze Pods, etc., that we get out to teams, that we get out to people that maybe are used to using technology. We're actually being featured on, I think, a News Talk technology podcast coming up soon as well. So I think for somebody, like I talked with Tyson Fury at the time, for somebody in the boxing market that we're heavily involved in, for us to spend that sort of money to get that sort of return back in it and have those potentially 600 people then that have bought from us on our radar, on our newsletter lists, etc. It's so well worth it. I think the, if I can think back, this is going back a couple of years now, but the industry standard cost for, not for having somebody's details, but to get somebody signed up as such. If you're going out, so say for instance, if you're going out to buy 10,000 people's information that were interested in boxing.
Right.
Back then, you could say the industry standard was £3 per person, so that would okay. cost you £30,000. So okay. if you have 600 people there that have bought products from you on the back of looking at that post, then you have you've nearly £2,000 worth of marketing spend that you could have put towards that, you know. And the way I look at our marketing spend here, Manny, to be totally honest, is I just break it down.
Correct.
You know, we could go a different route. How much would that cost us? And break it down into the levels the same way as I broke down, like say your Tyson Fury cost right. as well. So I honestly think that would be well worth it. That would be well
That's
worth
fantastic.
It.
That's fantastic, because these are the rates mm-hmm. which are being commanded. So Cristiano Ronaldo, with close to 300 million followers, and that's basically the reach you get when a Cristiano Ronaldo tweets for your product or makes a post around your product, gets anywhere between 700,000 to 1 million for a post. And as you've just broken it down, it does, I suppose, if you were to break it down and from your product point of view, does justify that return on investment. It would be a case to case, but you know, it would for businesses make sense, kind of the reach that mm-hmm. you know these famous sport athletes are able to generate.
Definitely, like somebody like Ronaldo, there's getting between jeepers how many? I'd say he's getting somewhere between 7. Every post he does, he would be getting somewhere between 7 and 15 million interactions for each post. So again, you break that down. If it's actually a Cristiano Ronaldo post actually sounds as if it would be better value for your buck than it would be for my mate that I'd love to work with, Tyson Fury, because of the amount of interactions, you know.
Yes, it ultimately becomes about the reach, which is yeah. the follow account, but then it ultimately boils down to the interaction. How many people have exactly. commented, how many people have actually looked at the piece of content and then, you know, given their endorsement, you know, which is in yes. a form of a like.
So exactly.
That's really how the business is moving, and that's how the athlete influencers make a buck. And you know, that's what we're trying to drive really hard, especially in the island of Ireland, that the GAA players mm-hmm. with reasonable social following also. You know, when you know the All Ireland fan final has 80,000-90,000 people backed up at Croke Park. So, you know, it's all these people who actually love these players. And, you know, that's why brands kind of want them on board. And, you know, they should be paid their fair share.
Oh, definitely. Like, and again, sorry, I only know this because I do my market research on the different bits and pieces. But Dean Rock is probably one of the most famous Dublin footballers. Currently still playing at the minute. I think he's around 40,000 followers, I think, something like that. But on an average post that he would put out there, you're probably looking at about 12, 13,000 interactions as well. So that's, do you know what I mean? If that's the standard for one of the top players that's playing GAA in the country, then there's so much opportunity for businesses out there to jump on the back of that and to sort of benefit from using these guys and for them to obviously benefit on the other side of that as well.
No, absolutely. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to spread this information and education in the market that, you know, with athletes with 25-30% engagement rates means that they are clearly very loved and appreciated by the follower base, which in turn translate into consumers. So that's exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly.
I want to ask you, I suppose, a question towards the end now on a personal level. Now, you told us in the beginning how, you know, you started off as a young boy playing a lot of sports yourself, you know, the association with GAA and other sports as well. I want to ask you, from there you moved on to now having your own business, which, you know, makes these merchandise for athletes. What does sports mean to you, Stephen?
Jeepers, without putting a finer point on it, like it's so much. I still, even at this point, I should have given up playing a long time ago, but I still would play. I would still play soccer at a certain level, 2-3 times a week. I bring my wee fella, who's 7 years old, to football 3 times a week. My wee girl now is turning the age where she'll be able to start to go to the sport as well. If we're not playing it, we're watching it. If we're not watching it, we're talking about it. It does mean so much. It genuinely does mean so much. And it's a big part of who I am and what I'm trying to become as well. I think, especially on the island as well, I think there are so many common things you can have with somebody without knowing them because of sport, and whether that's because you're from a specific county, whether that's because you follow a specific, say, English soccer team, Man United, in my point, my side now, but you can literally start up a conversation with anybody on the back end of sport on the island, and that's one of the biggest things that I have found as well, that there's so many passionate people on the island around sport that are looking for the best quality products, whether it's a boxing glove, whether it's a piece of apparel, whether it's a punch bag, you know, there's, they just want the best. They want to look the best. They want to use the best. And I just love talking about sports. So I'm in a win-win situation here with all this money, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I could talk all day about it. But no, I think, going back to the original question, it means so much to me. Ever since I was maybe about 7-8 years old, I just threw myself into every sport I could possibly play. And then excelled to a certain degree with the GAA side of things, and really loved playing soccer at every opportunity that I could. I had a couple of knee injuries over the years as well, which were pretty devastating to a certain degree at certain times in my life. But again, it was that drive, determination to get back out to play the sports that I love that really got me through them.
I think finally, I want to cover, you know, sports unites so many people. It's the common passion point for billions of people. And what I'd really like to know, I think, what do you think the future of, you know, these athletes that are not served, you know, very well by the national associations, by corporate sponsors, that don't really get a look in What do you think is the way out for them, apart from sponsorship? Can you suggest other ways how they can make a living out of being in, you know, in professional sports and delight so many sports fans all over the world?
Yeah, look, I think we've touched on it before as well. I think we only need to look at the GAA side of things within the island of Ireland. And look, some people have the perception that Gaelic football, hurling, camogie is only played on the island of Ireland, and it's not. It's a worldwide sport, and there's teams all over the globe. And it's only getting bigger and bigger. I don't know how it would ever come about, but when you look at the rugby model that they used to be within Ireland, and probably throughout the UK as well, with the guys again, they were, I don't even want to call them semi-professional athletes because they were all working full-time jobs as well. But it came to a point where the organisation seen that, look, this is there's money being generated out of this. This is a professional sport. We need to pass that on to the players, or else we're going to lose the players to other sports.
Right, right.
And yeah. I think that's something that may happen within the GAA potentially going forward as well, that they will need to probably step up and look after all these athletes, because there's so many at such a top end of it. But look, I do feel that there will always be opportunities, whether it is the social marketing end of things, whether it's the marketing end of things, there has to be. We can't lose these athletes that are at such a high professional people, I suppose, that if we lose them out of the sport, then the sport's going to suffer. And ultimately, none of us want to see sport suffer. We want to see it thrive and get bigger. And I have two young kids as well. Is football nuts. He is soccer nuts at the minute. And to think that, you know, football's potentially different to the other guys, but I would hate to think that my kids would like a sport, would like an athlete, but that athlete had to drop out of it because they couldn't sustain the life that they wanted to live because they weren't getting paid for. So there has to be ways out there. I think people like Sport Endorse, applications like the platform are giving these athletes a chance and giving them a real fighting chance. But I do think there has to be more. There has to be more opportunity for these athletes out there.
No, brilliant. I absolutely echo your sentiment. Sport, you know, athletes need more investment into their brands for them to be able to compete at the higher levels. The worry of having to support their families and themselves needs to go out of the picture. And
yeah.
It's glad how, you know, more and more ways are being invented to kind of support the dreams and the aspirations of these athletes. So, So I think that's really all for this week. I'd like to thank you once again, Stephen, for taking out the time and, you know, coming on to our show, Stephen.
No, thank you, man. Whenever I was speaking to you, I said that I love my podcast. if I need just a break away from what I'm doing, or if I'm traveling anywhere at all and put them on in the car, I live for podcasts, to be totally honest. And hopefully this will be something worth listening to for the fans out there of your own Sit Down podcast.
That's all for this week, folks. Thanks once again to Stephen and to everyone who continues to download the Sit Down. We truly appreciate your support, and please comment, like, and share this podcast with your friends and connections. We are counting on you to get the word out. If you're interested in accessing the catalog of sporting talent that we represent, you can sign up for free on platform.sportendorse.com. For brand reviews and more information, check out our website or our social media channels. Take care, and best wishes from all at Sport Endorse. We hope to have you back again for the next one.